The Alliance for Radical Change is really based on the fact that through more than 60 years since independence, our country has been hijacked by forces that are today responsible for the deterioration that is resulted in the miseries and wars, conflicts, poverty, diseases, injustice, corruption, everything. This is simply because out of these 66 years, military juntas ruled the country for 57 years out of the whole independence since independence. Yes, again, they are not alone because they have their allies also inside the country. This is what we call them, the forces who are resisting the change. This is simply that the other side is those forces who resist the change so that they can maintain their interests, that is economic and political wise.
Yes, it seems at the heart of what you're calling for is the exit of the military from power, because you started by talking
that
about
is the fairest.
Yes,
that is the fairest condition.
Yes,
but it's not sufficient.
But I wanted to ask you, what are the components or the parties that are working with you in this alliance?
This alliance mainly, these are the modern, trade unions. Communist Party, of course, is a founder, but they are allies. You can count them. The number is more than 12 bodies. 12 bodies who are calling for radical change.
Yes.
Some of them are trade unions and civil society movements and political parties. Simply, the one prominent political party is the Sudanese Communist Party. Other factions, we are expecting also some of the movements, at least one of them will join the forces, but not yet. But it is promising that every day situations tells the people that there is no way to put end to this dilemma except by depending on this radical change.
There are several initiatives right now in Sudan. Since the military coup in October, many proposals have been put forward, some led by Islamists, some by political parties, even tribal leaders and Sufi groups. The last one, the most recent one, seems to be the call of Sudan's people. What makes you start a new alliance or a new initiative, and what makes this one different?
Yes, you're right when you say that there are still several initiatives since the coup of 25th of October up to this moment, and even before that event. Now the problem is that all these initiatives, including the efforts by the Special Envoy Volker, and again with the part from the UN and other actors. The problem is that all of these people are calling for partnership with the military junta, which is not acceptable. And always they say you cannot exclude the military, and this is not true, definitely, because we can exclude the military, especially in the area of ruling the country. We are not against them. They have their responsibilities based on the constitution. They need to care for that. But ruling the country is not one of their responsibilities. This is the difference here.
Now, exactly. you seem to be taking a radical position with regards to the role of the army. You are demanding a total exit of the military from political life. How do you plan on achieving that?
By pressuring them, putting pressure by all peaceful means, saying no, taking streets every now and then, telling them there is no way that people can go back to their homes, although you see sacrifices are huge. People are determined to continue. This is now the third year, and people are determined to continue calling for civilian democratic rule of the country and for the army to go back to their barracks.